Hey everybody, this is John Vento, and you need to listen to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, supporting independent music, guitar-driven rock and roll, the way it's meant to be.
Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, everybody. Today we're going to meet John Vento from Pittsburgh. Amazing singer-songwriter, very eclectic, explores a lot of different sounds. I think you're really going to dig this one. Check it out.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com, and there is just so much there for the music connoisseur. That's about all the French I know, guys. But you can check that out at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Interviews like the one you're about to hear, my daily show, which is consists of my rock and rants and some guitar stuff and Behind the Riff. I do a lot of cool stuff on there, so you don't want to miss any of that. We also have our Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus with my co-host Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins. And if that isn't enough for you, you can always tune into Rock Rage Radio. They are our official affiliate. And tune into Rock Rage Radio on Sundays at noon, you know, just as you're coming out of church, and you can get your dose of hard rock and heavy metal via the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. So you can find out more about that at our website, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Today we are going to meet John Vento, often called a chameleon in the Pittsburgh music scene, and while his critics may use the term as a pejorative, Vento views it as a compliment. I do too, actually. He understands that they're motivated by the frustration of their inability to lock him into a specific music style. After all, the frontman for the high-energy, hard-rocking bands, the Businessman and Needs Hotel Band, is also known for his introspective, brooding solo recordings. John Vento, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hey, Lou. Thanks for having me, buddy.
No problem.
Glad to be here.
It's glad to meet you, too, man. So why don't we take a little step? You've been involved with the Needs Hotel band.
Yep.
Up until the end of the Needs Hotel, correct?
Well, we still exist, even though the place, Needs Hotel, is closed. The band itself will proudly carry on the legacy of it.
That's
wonderful
fantastic.
Family.
That's fantastic. Yes, I know some musicians associated with that. I've met Slim a few times. I actually had him on the show a couple years ago, and you know the Turbosonics, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good
sure.
Guys. Yeah, I know those guys real well too. I just did a show with them. So, so that's great that you guys are continuing that on, because that was a awesome venue. And a very just a kind of a great atmosphere. I saw some great music in there. And is the Businessman still a thing?
Yeah, we do the Businessman. We play a few times a year. You know, it's a big horn oriented band. We have 14 pieces. We cover a lot of Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire and stuff like that.
Awesome.
And primarily, exclusively, actually, do benefit shows. So this year we have 3 shows booked. And that's last year. I think we did 1. Okay. So, you know, it's like a family, 22 years now, and every year we say, oh, we're not going to do anything, and the guys are just wonderful, and everybody dedicates their time. So, but primarily my, you know, the Needs Hotel Band is my focus as far as performing live. And then with this new album I have that I did away from the band, I've been doing some interesting shows, really different kind of shows than, you know, the big rock and roll thing.
Well, we're going to get into that once in a minute here. But first, what I'd like you to do, John, is I'd like us to step into Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine, and let's get into how you got bit. Because that's what it is, isn't it? You get bit by that music bug. You know, the people that don't play, I don't think they really understand that it's like, you don't choose music, it chooses you, and then that's it. So why don't you tell us about how you kind of like, how this thing grabbed a hold of you in the first place?
Well, for me, my Wayback Machine goes back with my mother's family. to the late 1800s as far as a legacy of professional musicians. Actually, for folks from Pittsburgh, my great-great-great uncles were the opening band at Forbes Field in 1909. So we'll start with that gig.
Dang.
You know, it's in our blood. I like my father used to tell me, your mother's family were either musicians or gamblers. And both sound like kind of a crazy, fun lifestyle, if you know what I mean. But our most, probably the most well-known member of our family, Ron Anthony, toured with Frank Sinatra for 22 years as his guitarist. And Ron still comes back to Duquesne University to hold jazz guitar symposiums. So he is a highly respected, renowned guitarist. But for me personally, the bug happened much later in life.
Okay.
In my late 20s, I dabbled with cover bands and had a was involved with a band called Exposure. And then I met a wonderful, beautiful woman who swept me off my feet. And I got married in 1989 and promised to never be involved with music again. Boy, did that come back to a big problem. And throughout the 90s, I had some friends, and that's when the Businessmen got started. I had a good friend, Billy Hibbert, another Pittsburgh guy. He had written all these original songs, and he actually called me out of the blue, and he said, hey, I want to record these songs, and I would like, I'd like you to sing them. And my reaction was, why would you want me to sing when I'm really not that good? You know, I admit that. And Billy was a wise musician. He said, well, you're not that good trying to sound like Bryan Adams or Bon Jovi, but maybe if you just sang John Vento, it might be damn good. And so that was the start of the bug. Not only was I able to develop my own voice, but I was singing original music instead of trying to be somebody else. And it's gone from there. And then in the year, about 2001, 2002, I met a producer, a great musician named Buddy Hall, who you may know the name here in the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah.
And he really encouraged me to develop original music. And from that point on, wow, 2001, 2002 to today, I think I've been blessed to be the voice of about 11 albums, three John Vento albums, two or three Businessmen albums, and I think seven Needs Hotel Band albums. I mean, full CDs of primarily original music. So it's been a wonderful experience.
What do you attribute to this sort of idea that you're a sort of eclecticism? Because, you know, just kind of perusing through your webpage there, you hear a lot of different styles. So even though maybe, you know, your Mr. you know, Hibbert was his name, said, you know, you should sing like John Vento. John Vento seems to be able to sing like a lot of different music really, really well. So is it just, are you just like so interested in a lot of different stuff, or where does that coming from, do you think?
Well, thank you. That's really a cool question. Thank you. First of all, I have recorded songs where people would say to me, well, why is that guy singing on your record? And no, that's just attempting to develop a different voice. Hmm. When I was younger, you know, I loved Rush and I loved Neil Sedaka. And I loved Led Zeppelin and I loved Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And I loved Springsteen. And then I loved Harry Chapin. So I guess it's music. And one of my favorite styles of music is big band. That was my father's favorite music. And I, you know, Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller. And I don't know. I just think it all moves me. And I don't really like to get pigeonholed. And, you know, I just enjoy and appreciate all styles of music.
So let's talk a little bit about your latest project. And tell us what it is. It's not a Needs Hotel situation. Nope. This is John Vento, quote unquote, solo, although nobody's really solo. We all work with other people, but tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. First of all, thank you for saying that nobody's really, really solo. And I don't believe in that word either. I had such a wonderful team led by David Granati, of course.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
David just embraced this whole concept when we went to him over 2 years ago. Well, it's called Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage. And the project started while I was dealing with some very serious health issues in January of 2017, so a little over 2 years ago. I received a visit from a friend who's also a songwriter, Bert Lobel, and we had some serious discussions. And out of those discussions came sketches for some pretty, you use the word brooding or contemplative songs.
Hmm.
Pretty dark songs filled with regret. You know, you're in your 50s and you're all alone and you've screwed up relationships. And even though you have a wonderful family and wonderful children and friends that are just saints, it's not the same as having a partner in your life, a special
soulmate,
woman.
Soulmate, right. Yeah.
So away we went. The very first song that we worked on is called Baby Blues, and it's featured on the album. And I decided to work with somebody that I had never, ever worked with before, Mr. David Granati, from the Flying Granati Circus. I say that lovingly. And you know what was wonderful? Bert and I took the ideas to David, and they were really rough sketches. Neither one of us played guitar. We kind of just sang into tape recorders what we were thinking. We had a lot of lyrics. We had some melody ideas. And David was just the perfect guy to work with because he took it seriously. He knew we were onto something special. And it was what we called a design-build project. We went to the studio without a single finished idea, Lou. I mean, first of all, for the children at home, don't recommend that approach. It's painful, expensive, and lengthy.
Yeah.
You know, when I work, you know, the recordings with the Needs Hotel Band over the years and the Businessmen, we actually rehearsed and developed and did pre-production and kind of went to the studio knowing what we wanted to do.
Mm.
Well, with this Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage, John Vento project, we really just had rough sketches. And away we went with that approach. And then about 4 or 5 months into the project, Bert Lobel, primary co-writer on the album, he said, we need to get a female voice on this project. Because the whole thing was about relationships and the different phases of relationships and the good, the bad, the ugly. And one day I went in to do a session with David, and Cheryl Ann Hawk was walking out, and I was walking. And David said to me, look, I need a few minutes to finish up her tracks. And I sat there and listened. And I had known about Cheryl Ann, but had really never met her. And I sat and listened to those tracks and said, there's the person that we need. And from that point on, our three-headed monster of Bert and I and David became a four-headed monster with Cheryl Ann Hawk on board. And a year and a half later, you know, we released this record. We're really proud of it. 13 tracks. And it's, you know, there's some beautiful moments on it and there's some dark moments and some fun stuff, but it's been going really well. We've received some great recognition.
Well, right now we're going to go ahead and listen to a track. This is Rainbows and Lightning. Guys, check this out. Rainbows, this is a beautiful track. Really well-produced, very cool song. John Vento, Rainbows and Lightning on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Pictures of pictures and pictures of frames, looking through lenses for a sparkle of flame. If I can see a love that looks like success, then maybe next time I won't make such a mess. Searching for something with no shame and no blame. A picture perfect love that's not just a game. Like in a movie on a bench in the park, thought I could find the look of love from afar. Then into focus, much to my surprise, there stood an angel looking into my eyes. Pictures of paintings, I put love in a frame. From that perspective, it just isn't the same as being there and seeing how hard I fail. Catching my breath between heaven and hell. Love can be frightening, but it's beautiful too. Rainbows and lightning between me and you. Find a look of love from afar. Then in the focus, much to my surprise, there stood an angel looking into my eyes. Like in a movie on a bench in the park, thought I could find a look of love from afar. Then in the focus, much to my surprise, there stood an angel looking into my eyes. Rainbows and lightning, rainbows and lightning, rainbows and lightning. Sun comes up, I pray to be a better man. As the storm clouds form above, lightning strikes again.
Rainbows and Lightning, John Vento. John, who played on that, man? It's some great bass guitar. It's you don't hear a lot of bands, you get that the bass is kind of like a background thing. It's really up front in there, man. It sounds awesome. Who played on that?
David Granati played guitar and bass on that song.
Awesome, man.
And Jules Granati played drums. And then, of course, Shirley Ann and I. And David played a lot of the keyboards. And Hermie Granati also played keyboards. So you could probably, especially that ending, get the vibe of the Granati brothers.
Yeah.
That song, you talk about design build, that was like the fourth generation of that. And it was one of the last things we did on the record because we just couldn't get it. And I was about to give up on the song. And then at the last minute, Cheryl Ann came up with some changes, some lyrical changes. And it just really, you know, kind of the light bulb goes off and away we went. So thank you very much.
Let me ask you a sort of, I guess, kind of a personal question. Do you feel that, you know, this life, this musician's life, I mean, whether you're doing it, quote unquote, full time, even if you have another job, I think you're doing it full time. If you're truly a musician, it's like constantly with you. But do you think that is a kind of a lonely life in a way?
Well, it can be, of course, for those that are very successful. I think they're even more lonely because I think there's a lot of jealousy and ugliness that kind of they wall themselves off. I mean, financially successful. In my mind, anybody that creates new original music is successful, and I admire the hell out of them, you know, regardless of television or fame or whatever. But I think creating the music, you have to be lonely. You have to go in to your closet and you have to close the door and you have to grind away. And of course, this most recent project for me, there was a lot of collaboration, more than you would typically experience in a project. And that was tricky because we were balancing four egos, if you will, with my ego being the largest. And I don't mean that to be an asshole. I mean, it's just that someone had to drive this bus. and had to make final decisions on it. And I'm sure there were times throughout the process that the folks I was working with maybe, you know, didn't embrace where we were going, even though in the end it was a lot of love and celebration.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's always a mix. Yeah. And it's tough to be the guy. You know, the guy that has to say, you know, I don't know if you were like kind of a natural kind of like leader, if you embrace that. And some guys really, really embrace that. But I think a lot of times when you are trying to bring collaboration out from people, you walk a fine line because you don't want to be, that sucks. what you're playing there sucks. You can't be like, you have to find a way to kind of like bring out, you want them to collaborate, you know, but yeah, you also still have to kind of like put the brakes on when you're going, wait a minute, I don't think that's the direction, you know?
Yeah, it is a fine line. You don't want to say, thanks for that really shitty idea. No. No, we were pretty lucky because we were dealing with real professionals, people that were talented. But even more important than that, Lou, I was surrounded by people who were passionate about this project. And not just writers and not just David Granati, but I mean, even the session players we brought in. We worked with three drummers. Joffo Simmons from Joe Grushecki's band is all over this record.
Awesome.
Bobby Featherland, who was with the Needs Hotel band. I mentioned Jules Granati. Ian Arthur's made a cameo appearance, who's a great young guitar player who I play with live a lot. Cheryl Renovato plays guitar on the record.
Oh, yeah, so, Cheryl's great, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love Cheryl, and she's a dear friend. And, you know, so I brought in these cameo players and asked them to pour their hearts into it, and they did.
Yeah.
So it was a real blessing.
It sounds great, guys. I mean, you got check out the rest of the album, Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage, which is a great title. So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what the next next 6 to 12 months looks like for you, John? What do you have coming up in the next 6 months to a year?
The hotel band gets back to work next week, and we're going to probably record some as singles. We're going to record a few new songs and then primarily my focus, besides some performances, and I'm involved with a great organization called Band Together Pittsburgh, together with Ronnie Moondog Esser. We mentor and we create and we support kids on the autism spectrum through music programs. We have monthly open stages where, you know, folks with autism come and they perform and they have fun, and we have drum circles. And of course we have Big Blues Festival in July, which benefits the Autism Society and Band Together. So all that's like normal stuff. But for me, the big, big focus in the fall is going to be a stage play, which is a result of this album, the same title, Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage, a stage performance written by Amy Hartman, who's a well-known playwright. And the music is what spawned this whole idea and this concept. And it's the story of a musician who struggles between his incredible love and passion toward his music and his ability to maintain and create and actually have a real relationship with a human being. And it's going to be a dark comedy, but there's going to be some really serious elements to the story. And that's going to be, I think, September 13th and 14th at the Oaks Theater in Oakmont, Pennsylvania.
The Oaks Theater is an awesome place. And if you don't know about it, if you're from Pittsburgh, they're always doing cool events there. So you can find them online. So speaking of finding stuff online, John, tell people about your website and where they can keep up with everything that's coming out, so they don't miss anything, because you have a lot going on.
Yeah, I do. JohnVento.com, V-E-N-T-O, JohnVento.com. I also John Vento Music on Facebook and John Vento Music on Instagram, and Spotify's been very good to me. And it's Rainbows and Lightning a few weeks ago was number 18 on iTunes up in Canada. That was cool. And of course with the Needs Hotel Band, we have a lot of great stuff happening. NIEDS, NeedsHotelBand.com. And on all of our websites, we have a section that is take what you want and leave what you can. So you can download our entire catalog and all the stuff I've been involved with and just enjoy the music as any way you want.
Fantastic. So. Fantastic. John, it was I have heard about you for years, and I've never had a chance to meet you. So I'm really honored to have you on the podcast today. So thank you so much for taking some time out to talk with us and tell us your story. It was great.
Thank you, my brother. And thank you for all that you do. And I've gotten to meet some great people over this past month since the album was released that support independent music and independent musicians. So God bless you for the work you do. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks, John. I'm going to wrap up the show. I need to do a little bit of business with you when we're all done. So can you hang out for a minute?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, everybody. That is John Vento, and I think the music speaks for itself. His story speaks for itself. It's absolutely true blue music, true blue rock and roll. No pretenses there. John plays them and sings them, writes them as he feels them, and that's really what great music is all about. His website again is johnvento.com, and there's great videos there. There's all kind of cool stuff there, and you can find that again at johnvento.com. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, you've been listening to, and if you would like to hang out with us live while we do some of these shows live with an audience, and if you would like to access to exclusive music, exclusive video, exclusive conversation, get part of a group of people that are passionate about great guitar-driven music, guitar-driven rock, then I invite you to go to lulombardirocks.com and get involved with our private group. There's all kind of cool people there. It's growing exponentially, so it's a really great community. And like I said, there's a lot of cool stuff there, and you can find that at lulombardirocks.com. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out with us today. Thanks to John Vento for sharing his story and his music. And we're going to catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.